Right, well, welcome to the, should be the last of these meetings, and it looks like you've done a good job here, and we'll just go through the final details. Okay, well, the minutes of the last meeting, we'll take those as read. Okay, the next thing we'll have a look at the rating types and look at the evaluation criteria and requirements, and then just tied it with production, and then we can close. So Pat, if you'd like to present your proposals.
Okay, we basically have the same kind of layout here. It's just you hold it like this, and it's kind of molded to the shape of your hand, basically. On the left, we've got the scroll for the volume. On the right, we have buttons for the channels, up and down, and that kind of, so you can hold it and scroll, you can hold it and push. This is the power key. It's kind of the biggest, you know how to turn on. It's the little menu key. This is the infrared section, so it'll be sending rays, and if you're, you know, pointing it like that, you can send it. Yeah. Or if you hold it up like that, it'll send it. Yeah. We've got a microphone there, which for all the voice commands, you can talk it like that, and it'll still send. The logo is down there. And Hartman's has the cover on it, and you can see, like, it just kind of goes, the red bits, the cover, it kind of goes over everything, and there's holes for the buttons to kind of see.
And so we figured it would be kind of, you know, a lightweight plastic, just kind of a light, nondescript gray, so that people want to buy the covers. And then the covers would be that sort of rubber material, like they make iPod covers, so they kind of have a stretch over.
Show me any of them, they look like
Yeah, they're kind of, it's just kind of a rubbery, and that way, you know, spongy life is something that people wanted. Right. And it just sort of stretches over, and that way, I think, probably helps protect it a little bit too, as well.
But it's also easier to put on versus like mobile covers, you actually have to screw them on and stuff, and you kind of sometimes have to get someone to do that for you. This is very much, you just be able to stretch it over yourself, and
it'll
be fine.
Okay, good.
It'll stay on, and then the buttons come through, and so, and then each one of them on the very end will have the logo with the yellow circle on the
arrow. And that'll be on the covers as well.
I mean, it's a detailed point. I just wonder. I mean, how will people put these down? I wonder.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I just thought there's some strange reason I had it in my mind that they put them there vertically. But
You could broaden it out a bit so it would stand.
No, because particularly if they're going to have it as a fashion item. It's just a minor detail point. As you say, just maybe basically for the beginning.
Yeah, we can just wind it up.
And it just needs another logo somewhere. It's all, maybe it just gives people the option, and if they've got them. In fact, it'd be interesting, we might actually have several lines upon them.
The one for your stereo one.
They just lengthen it, I guess, so it comes down to the base of the hand.
The overall.
Something like that.
I kind of had a kind of natural kind of idea where it's like more of a kind of like a kind of maybe slightly like thinner, like that kind of looks more like a flower or a plant, for the more natural kind.
So it would be balanced.
Final
product would actually stand.
These were minor details. I think the basic concept is absolutely bang on. It is certainly meets our criteria of being that we know looking different. So good. That's excellent. Right. That was what's on the next one? Oh right, yes, let's have a look at the finance. We're given a clear design brief. Trying to get the spreadsheet up.
Yeah, just click the.
Which shimmer?
The maximize button.
Oh, what? This is why we need to make these things simple, so that the boss can understand. Now, this is the company's costing for various aspects of design. And I've treated some of these slightly liberally, given the constraints placed on us. For instance, if they require us to have it in the corporate colours, then that is not a special colour, that's a standard colour. So we're just simply on batteries. The one decision I've had to make is that we will have to find this a regular standard chip to do this with, and I'm certain that they are around, so that I don't think is a serious problem. The voice sensor is expensive, but we made the basic decision that that's absolutely fundamental to the design, so that has to stay. And again, the shape of the case means that it's expensive to make because of the double curves. But on the other hand, because of our overall fashion concept, we should exceed the sales targets. It's simply made of plastic, so that's no problem. Just because the whole thing, the colour of the whole thing, that's some cost there. Whether that's your scroll wheel, we've got push buttons and a simple slider. So, and then the buttons are special colour. Anyway, the costing is there coming at exactly on target, 12.5. But I think we're a very strong case to argue that what we've got is so innovative and different that any slight compromise we have to make on cost is offset by the concept of it being a fashion accessory and having the interchangeable covers. So if the management expects us to be technologically innovative, but they have to accept that we can't operate absolutely within the constraints that they give. So we present this as the company's the company's way forward, and I think we can argue that we have coming on budget. Okay. Does anybody want to Andrew, what do you want to say about
evaluation?
Yeah, the evaluation where we're at.
The product or the project?
The product.
Well, my presentation just now?
Yeah.
Sure. Can I get that? Method of evaluation, testing the product was to just see if it met all the criteria, all the conditions that we set out to solve from the point of view of the consumer and the management. So what I've been asked to do is on the whiteboard gauge our team response to these questions. On a scale of 1-7, 1 being true and 7 being false.
Seven being a nice round number to work.
Yeah. And then at the end, take an average. Yes. So, look at these questions. Is the device flashy and fashionable? So, also, technologically innovative?
Yes, it's technology indeed.
Easy to use?
Definitely, you can make it any easier.
Suitable for the consumer? That was, is it complicated? Doing pretty well so far, aren't we? functional?
Yeah.
Where are we?
So, yeah,
built in the speech, where are you, function?
Yeah.
And what else? The RSI compared to the current standards. Well, we made an actual effort to. Will the device appeal to all age groups?
I think it will, because I mean, older people who can't manage the buttons anyway will actually.
Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah. Although we had the data at the start saying that. Old people will be less likely to pay extra money, but the increased functionality, the ease of use of the device might make up for that.
And it's well, I don't think we're actually charging a particular premium anyway.
I think it will tend to appeal more to younger age groups just because we have gone with the fashion focus, and the younger people would be more conscious of that aspect of it. But I think it would still appeal on a certain level.
It will appeal for different reasons.
Yeah,
I think it's just
the simplicity.
So I
not having to learn to program and not having
I think we can reasonably say it's another one, why not?
Can you just click my mouse to move on to the next page? Yeah, and what did we meet the
management? In my interpretation of management instructions is that yes, it meets requirements, it's television only, it's simple to use. It's within budget. Any minor points we argue. So I think we've done an amazing job.
Well done.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 divided by 11 is 1. So equals average of 1. And that roughly concludes my evaluation of the product.
Right, do either of you want to say anything?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we worked well together and looked really at what the consumers wanted and what we were trying to make, and seemed to discuss things pretty well and come to a good consensus.
Well, that's right. I mean, this slide here, I mean, the satisfaction with creativity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we've allowed ourselves as much creativity as the product. Our colleague on leadership teamwork. I think we've everybody's worked pretty well together. It was that code reliable and digital games. I think the results speak for itself. New ideas found. Again, given relatively everyday products. Thank you very much indeed.
Very nice.
I think that's
Yeah.